The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And a lot of that's a pretty broad topic. Anything that falls into that, hunting and fishing, of course. You've got your firearms and your fish and tackle, and you've got such things as invasive species and crabbing, and then wildlife and wildlife populations and things like that, and sometimes how all that is managed comes together as well. So we hope everybody had a good week. I hope everybody was able to stay cool. I know people out there working in this stuff. It was brutal this week, and it's probably not going to get any better this weekend as far as the heat is concerned. I did work most of the week delivering magazines. I delivered a few Maryland Loves crabs. I think we're done with that. And delivered most of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines to our advertisers who get them first, and then, we have online versions of both of those, which is Maryland Loves Crabs is mdlovescrabs.com, and Maryland Hunting Quarterly is marylandhuntingquarterly.com, all spelled out. So you can read those publications online. Great articles in the quarterly that just came out about hunting on the ground for deer. There's an extensive article on CWD, chronic wasting disease. There's a lot of pictures and turkey stories. Some credit to the National Wild Turkey Federation and their youth program, which is called Jakes, J-A-K-E-S, which is the, a young turkey, which is also a young person who can, go out and do some turkeys. So there's quite a bit of coverage in there. There's some turkey, youth turkeys featured, little girls and little boys and fathers and sons and that type of thing, mothers and daughters, mothers and sons. So I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it, so I do. Ran into a member of the Wildlife Advisory Committee the other day, Tina Greger. And Tina's been on the commission for a long, long time. Tina was lucky enough, blessed enough, to pull a Maine moose tag this year. Anybody that applies for those knows what an accomplishment that is. And talking to Steve, who happened to bring me some of his honey and homegrown maple syrup from their place up in Allegheny County, which I found fantastic. We cooked with some of that and used some of that the other day. But Steve said they've been applying for 25 years. And, they've drawn Vermont. They've drawn New Hampshire moose tags. Now they've drawn a Maine moose. So they've been, like I said, it takes a lot of perseverance and a lot of continuity to continue to draw those tags. So congratulations to them. So I guess she'll be going on her moose hunt. I think it's in October in Maine. So, Maine. I love Maine. Maine's a great place, a tremendous place. I've duck hunted up there and on the Eiders and had a fantastic time. It's a beautiful country. Vacationed up there with Robin and been on a cruise through there. And what is this? Dogs lay still. Chinks lay still. All right. Got the little cabochon in my lap this morning. She's wiggly. But, working on finishing touches on Big Ass Fish magazine. So the covers went to press this week, and hopefully the rest of it will go to press this coming week. Robin continues to recover. She's, you know, it's one of these one step forward and two steps back type of recoveries. She's got the folks coming in and taking her blood work out twice a week, and physical therapy, occupational therapy folks come in and help her. And, she's getting her medicine adjusted to where it needs to be, constantly in touch with her doctor regarding her, her endocrinologist, almost on a daily basis, and getting updates and recommendations on what she needs to do. So we're hopeful that things are improving on a daily basis. I had an experience I hadn't had for many, many years, decades actually. Went to a chiropractor the other day. I've got this tremendous pain in my shoulder, right inside my right shoulder blade, which is trapezius muscle, if anybody knows what that is. And you typically get a pain there when there's a vertebrae out of place and pinching on a nerve, which kind of knew that. But I went to the chiropractor the other day and, got the ice and the stim and the cracking of the back and the cracking of the neck and that type of thing. It helped for a little bit, but it's going to take a couple treatments. So it's sometimes very intense and sometimes just a dull ache and pain. But, it's there. And those of you who have had that and know what they're talking about, know what I'm talking about, you know how that goes. But, I haven't missed a day of work, so it's all good from my perspective. Our producer and call screener this morning is Aaron Thomas. And good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning? Good, good. Glad to hear that. We are giving away fishing tackle from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We'll give that away the last Saturday of the month. And it's a bass fishing package. Bass fishing package this week. We've been talking to some local folks that deal with invasives. We actually have asked them to write some stuff for us. We had Scott Sewell with who's the conservation chairman for the Maryland Bass Nation, and he wrote an article about snakeheads from a bass fisherman's perspective. And then we had Gary Lingerhaus, who is on the ICW, what is that, Invasive Catfish Work Group. And he's been taking people catfishing for 20 years on these blue catfish. And he has his perspective. And then we did a review of what they're all about. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting stuff. That's coming up. Oh my goodness! That's coming up in the next magazine. You need a haircut. You missed one, didn't you? You missed a haircut when mommy was in the hospital, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. This little dog's name is Jinx. J-I-N. I don't remember. K-S, I think. But you are definitely well named. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You like to tear stuff up, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. How come you're visiting me today? Where's your big sister? Huh? Where's your big sister? I don't know. The other one's around here somewhere. Oh, she's laying behind me. You better not be chewing those wires. So. So we await your phone call here. All you got to do to win a fishing tackle is give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I invited a fellow that called me kind of out of the blue yesterday. He said, my buddy just came from out of state to buy his hunting license, and he's a sika deer hunter. I said, I know what's coming now. He said they increased the sika deer stamp 700%. I said, yeah, they did. He said, it's $200 for a non-resident to hunt sika deer. I said, yes, it is. He said, well, how do you think about that? I said, well, I'm not very happy about it, you know, but I look at it a different way than just the money. I look at it as economic impact. You know, the fund, the special fund for wildlife and heritage might be enhanced by the extra money, but are they still getting the participation of non-resident hunters? Are they still seeing the economic impact? Will they still see the economic impact, you know, in Dorchester County and Wicomico County? You know, will the non-residents show up, or will they just say it's not worth it? We don't know yet. Speaking to another fellow, he said, you know what's going to happen. He said, I already heard this from the people that I know that hunt sika deer that don't live in Maryland. He said, they're just going to shoot more. They're going to get their money's worth. You know, with liberal bag limits, one stag with every weapon and three hinds. So they're just gonna shoot more of them. So, what's the advantage? Any comments on that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, raising of the sika deer non-resident sika deer tag, sika deer permit to $200 from the past of 25. Let's see. I see a text. I hear a text. Oh, my goodness. More than one. Might have to put that on silent. Okay, Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. And I hope I also want to say good morning to Robin. Be sure she's getting her lots of vitamin C, because that can be a help in a lot of things.
Oh, she's getting, trust me, she's getting everything that
good.
She needs, that's for sure.
Good. Now, anyhow, the other thing is that last week or so, I guess we were talking about fishing and for new fishing people.
Yeah, we were.
I can still remember when I was, when I made my first communion at 7 years old, I was taken up to Gamble State Park up above Frederick.
And
a little pond.
Yep.
It was wonderful. And I also brought to mind that a friend of mine mentioned, and we went one day to Westminster Municipal Pond, and he said what you do is you stop into a grocery store and pick up a pound of hot dogs, and you cut up the hot dogs into little pieces. Great for bluegill and catfish, and if you don't catch them, you eat the hot dogs. I was down at Nanticoke years ago, and at a creek off of Nanticoke down, and this guy was fishing for catfish, and he said he liked them because it was brackish, and he says they were pre-seasoned catfish, and he says he had these little frozen shrimp, and if he didn't catch the catfish, gosh, he fried up the shrimp. So
worst one I ever saw was a guy digging into a cup of bait on a charter boat.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the captain or the mate brought around a cup of cut squid.
Oh yeah.
I guess he thought they were serving sushi on the boat and he dug in.
You know something now. I lived in Japan for a year and a half and I ate a lot of squid, but not on a boat. Not from the mate.
I hear you. So, well, it's always nice to go back and look at what you've done and, you know, remember the good times. So,
and listen, I also want to say that I've been to Clyde's, I've been to the Battery Warehouse, and you guys do, your advertisers are so wonderful people, and you can have a good time going to some of those as well.
They are. We got an email last week, I believe, from a young lady in, I guess, Reisterstown. And she went to a similarly named business one of the ones that you just mentioned, which is not affiliated with the folks that I advertise. And she wasn't pleased, so she went to the competitor. And she explained all this in an email, and I said, well, look, here's the folks in Eldersburg are the people that I deal with. And I said, we'd like to make that experience better for you. She talked about buying a Nebo flashlight, which is just, they're just great. As a matter of fact, Robin just asked me yesterday, next time you go to Battery Warehouse, bring a flashlight for my room. And I said, sure. So we had that conversation, and I called Battery Warehouse and got the explanation, and they said, yeah, they're not affiliated over there. And I said, well, I'd like to do something for this listener. And I said, let's get her a flashlight. And, you know, I put that on my tab, and she said, oh, we'll be glad to do that for her. So, you know, we tried to make it right, but she...
Hey, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Did you know that a friend of mine had a problem, though? He bought a house, and he called me up to complain. He said, every time there's a full moon, suddenly the house is full of boxes. And I
what?
Said, full of boxes? He says, yeah, apparently he bought a warehouse.
Okay.
Like a werewolf.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right, with that, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much, Joe, for the call. See you, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye. Mark in Delaware, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. I have a couple of things to bring up.
All right.
Is there any effect of the heat on fish?
Yes.
As the waters are warming up?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the heat right now is that the folks at DNR have issued, they have a daily fish warning on striped bass, fishing for striped bass, because of the way we fish for them. You know, we live line them, we chum them, and there seems to be, you know, sometimes you'll catch multiple undersized fish that need to be released, and there's warnings on that as far as the dead discard and how the heat affects them in the warmer water temperatures. And there was also just a thing this week on summertime trout strategies talking about warmer water temperatures. So, yes, definitely. Definitely effect on fish with the heat, no question.
Yeah.
And it affects the fishermen, too. You know, you got to remember to use your sunscreen. You got to stay hydrated, and beer is worse in hotter weather because, you know, the motion of the boat and so forth tends to affect you more if you're drinking alcohol on board, which I don't recommend. I mean, a cold beer is one thing, but, you know, drinking a lot on board, you can become inebriated, and it would it's not a good thing in this hot weather. Beer does not hydrate you. That's a job better left to water. So
yeah.
One of the first guys I ever fished with, I'm sorry, in 1989 in the Bassmasters Classic, we were on the James River. Charlie, what was his name? He was a champion. He was Bassmaster champion one year. I can't say his name at the moment, but he had a gallon of water on board, and he said, "I drink a gallon of water when I'm out here on the boat." And he said, it doesn't matter what the temperature is. The water's air temperature. And he said, I just drink it and stay hydrated that way. And he kept it under the steering console. And I thought that was pretty interesting. He said, yeah, I found that water's the best thing for me, and, you know, keeps me focused and keeps me balanced. And, you know, it doesn't matter how hot or how cold it is. I just drink the water, whatever the air temperature is. So.
Well, it's good for you to sip on water all day. If you wait till you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Correct. Correct.
And the easiest way, I think, to avoid kidney stones is drinking water all day long.
Mm-hmm. Now, Robin, unfortunately, is on a water restriction. Yeah. She's limited to, you know, two bottles of water, 1.5 to 2 bottles of water a day. And, you know, it's a kidney thing. And she loves to drink water, Coke, everything. And she's on that restriction. So she's got to be a little careful. They put her on restriction in the hospital because of different levels of different things, sodium, mm-hmm. potassium, and, you know, all this
stuff.
Yeah,
it washes a lot of the minerals out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, so she needs to be careful with that. So anyway, it's something.
The other reason I called is
yes, sir.
Perhaps to return a favor.
Oh,
I avoided a major problem thanks to you years ago when you went public with a problem on your old F-150 and swollen lug nuts.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's right.
And I proactively. Bought a replacement set from Dorman, which is a massive OEM manufacturer.
Yeah.
They really ought to be, they ought to be one of your sponsors. They should.
Well.
You might want to contact them. But,
all right.
They've got, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand parts that they make for different vehicles. And
that's
a lot
amazing.
Of them come on new vehicles, but this isn't about them, this is about you. Have you checked with your new truck to see what kind of lug nuts it has?
I have not.
Because you don't think with a brand new vehicle, well, I'm going to swap out my lug nuts.
Right, exactly.
But they're not, as you know, they're not expensive until it's too late.
That's correct. Yeah, and it was a very valuable lesson in time and money that put me over the top with switching them out. I knew about it, but coincidentally, before I could do anything about it, I wound up with a flat tire far from home and had to call one of the services, and the guy says, oh, yeah, this happens all the time, and he had to use his oversized impact wrench to get the lug nuts off the tire.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, put them back on, but... If I could not change the tire on the truck myself.
No, it's a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember that that whole incident pretty well. So, but Spurry's tire was the one that replaced all the lug nuts on the F-150. He said we do it a lot.
Take a trip.
He said we keep about 1,000 lug nuts in stock. I'm like, okay, well there you go. So,
well, you know, next time you take it in, you might want to.
I will check that.
There,
yes,
and have
indeed.
It done before you need to.
No question at
so
all.
That's how, I just wanted to remind you about that. How's the truck working out?
29 miles to the gallon. I love it. It's small. It's low to the ground. I can reach over the side without climbing a stepladder in the bed. I had Superior Linings put on a tonneau cover. And I had trouble with the water getting in the old, just because it was so old. And I said, why is this thing still leaking? He said, it's probably full of water. He probably, you know, got it saturated somewhere and the water got in and that's why it's so heavy. I said, okay, that makes sense. The old one now. The new one's light as a feather. And what was interesting is up at the front, there are two drain connections. Where if the water does come in, it goes out the drain holes, but not into the bed because they've got tubing on it that goes, they drilled two holes in the side of the bed liner and ran these hoses outside of the truck. So the water comes, if it does come in, if you've got a heavy enough downpour and it does come in the front, it runs right out the drain holes and out down the sides of the, you know, inside of the, I don't know where they go, but they don't dump into the bed, that's for sure.
Well, that's great.
Very clever. I thought it was clever. So
it is clever. You know, you really admire a nice, clean, straightforward solution to a problem.
Yes, indeed. You do. Occam's razor. I use Occam's razor all the time. My wife, Robin, gets so mad when I say, oh, Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest.
I generally use Gillette, but that's just me.
No. You're familiar with Occam's razor, are
yes,
you not?
Yes, I am.
All right, yeah. Don't be a smarty. Did you listen last week, Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
But I missed the first hour I ever saw.
Oh, well, I don't know if you heard the alligator story or not.
Yes.
But I
see alligator in a while.
Yeah, that one. But, you know, alligators can grow 15 feet.
Yeah.
Yep. Typically, they only grow 4. I've been using this all week. So, anyway.
Well, it's funny. Old CPA friend of mine, retired, moved to Florida, to the Villages.
Yeah.
And I asked him if they had alligators there. And he sent me a picture of them. He said they're mostly staying in the ponds right now to keep cool.
Yeah.
They're not walking around much, but it's a real threat.
Oh, yeah.
Animals, it's a threat to people.
Wasn't a woman killed at the Villages? Not
a pond and drowned last year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I thought there was, you know, little dogs are victims. I thought a woman was killed by an alligator at the Villages not long ago.
It was. She was.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
And I say old lady, probably my age.
Yeah, right.
Time has crept up on me, I can tell you. Yeah, the alligator pulled her in and killed her like it kills a lot of its victims. It drowned.
Death roll, yeah.
And then stuffs them in a log or something on the bottom and comes back later. Well, enough of that.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty grisly way to go. So.
Oh, gruesome, gruesome.
I may have mentioned this last week. I was in a taxidermy shop in Southern Maryland, a customer of mine, and he had a 7.5-foot alligator that he had mounted and was getting ready to put the finishing touches on that came from Southern Maryland. And he actually had 2 of them, and he said there are a total of 8 that he knows of that have been inhabiting Southern Maryland, you know, local waterways.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more swimming in the creek for me.
No kidding. So, all right, Mark, my friend, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you for the...
to hear from you. And
sure.
I hope Robin, you know, continues to improve.
So do I. She sends everybody her love, everyone, just so you know. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, have a good
Thanks.
Week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, Backyard Billy's awaits. They have a sale on their poly furniture if you buy the set, table and chairs. And, you know, they have those great Adirondack chairs. They are so comfortable. They have about 1,000 of those in stock. They sell so many Adirondack chairs. People just love them. They come in all styles and sizes and colors. And some of them have crabs on them. Some of them have great blue herons on them and some of them have fish. There's a little table there that looks like a surfboard. It's a high top with high top stools, and it's really cool looking too. You know, all that innovative stuff and catchy stuff is there at Backyard Billy's. And there's a tremendous selection of that colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture available. So why not stop by? Now, in the Backyard Billy's backyards are swing sets, and storage sheds, and chicken coops, and chicken sedans, and dog kennels, and greenhouses, and all that big stuff, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches as well. Inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger. On the remaining in-stock pellet grills, there's 15% off. You got to mention that. Tell them about you heard about it on the show. You get 15% off those Traeger pellet grills and 2 bags of pellets to get you started. These are Bill's specials. Now there's also a selection of ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, and tremendous selection of outdoor fire pits from any size, and a lot of theme ones too. I mean, they've got it with loons on and fish and cannabis, and you name it, and just stacked to the ceiling almost with the fire pits. Very, very nice stuff, you know. One more thing I wanted to mention, the Regency wood stove inserts are 20% off. There were seven of them. I don't know how many there are now. That's a wood stove insert, fireplace insert. And then freestanding pellet stoves, also by Regency. There are a dozen of those. These are current models, but the new shipments coming in here shortly in July, and they just wanted to make some room in the warehouse for those. So check that out, 20% off the Regency pellet stoves and the Regency wood stove inserts in the box. So all that's available at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillys.com is website, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, Spurry's Tire Service, they're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, where I get my tire and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. You drive around the shore right now, you're going to see every type of farm equipment out there available in the fields, harvesting the winter wheat, planting the crops. And every one of those vehicles has multiple tires on it, big ones. Spurry services all those machines. If you have a garden tractor, a farm tractor, if you own a trailer of any kind, an ATV, a UTV, an RTV, Spurry's has the tires for your vehicle. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair, checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Don't panic. Just take that thing to Spurry's and get them to diagnose it. Their 24-hour truck service and many other services kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. And again, no appointment needed for tires. Just give them a call, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're welcoming your phone call if you want to get in a fishing tackle giveaway. Well, that's brought to you by High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman, nice little package of bass fishing lures. And probably be meeting up with Tim on Monday or Tuesday coming down this way. So be good to see him. So we had yesterday, at another key juncture for blue crab, scientists look back at two decades of management. This is an article by a science writer for DNR, and you'll probably see bits and pieces of this elsewhere in the news as it goes forward. It's got the charts, from the dredge studies and things like that. Joe Zimmerman, he's a science writer with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And I think he might have started out with something that might need to be adjusted. He says, in the late 2000s, the outlook for blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay was grim. I think, Joe, you might have meant the late 1990s. Known for its ups and downs, the blue crab harvest was going through a long stretch of almost downs. Crab population steeply declined after 1997 and remained at record low harvest for a decade. The region lost nearly 4,500 crab-related jobs between 1998 and 2006. Determined to save the crabbing industry, the most profitable fishery in the bay, and increase the population of blue crabs, officials from Maryland, Virginia, and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission took action, enacting a spate of bold regulations that changed the way the species was managed. In the next few years, blue crabs bounced back. Lynn Fagley, the current director of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Fishing and Boating Services, credits that comeback to the close collaboration between the fisheries managers across state lines and the watermen who took on sacrifices for the future of the fishery. It was a bad moment for crabs, but the governors, the states, the watermen, and the crabbing community got together, and we all worked together, and we turned the needle, Fegley said. Now, in the shadow of those management decisions 2 decades ago, the blue crab fishery today has seen more stable crab population and harvest. Yet scientists say this moment is another important juncture for blue crabs and their future in the bay. Juvenile recruitment, the abundance of young crabs, has been low for 5 years in a row, and the overall population dipped in 2022. In part to address these and other lingering questions, a new blue crab stock assessment is in the works to assess the population of blue crabs. It's the first one since 2011, which came on the heels of significant management changes at that time, which is also the first year we started Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So we've been doing that. Our 13th edition is out now. For Maryland Department of Natural Resources fisheries managers, the new assessment is a chance to look back at the last assessment and related management decisions, both as a model for collaborative management and a foundation to continue to build from. The 2011 stock assessment and the management decisions made just prior to that in 2008, that was based on the best data we had then, and that was how we saw the population bounce back. Blue crabs responded really well to that management. Mandy Bromelow, who we interviewed for Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland's DNR's new blue crab program director as of this year, said, I added that, the new assessment is going to build on that framework and bring the best models, data, and science we have now. I have a question, but I'll wait. The geography and the habitats of the Chesapeake Bay have made it a fitting home for blue crabs. Beds of seagrasses provide foraging and nursery grounds for crabs throughout the bay, and every summer female crabs or sooks venture to the saltier water to the mouth of the Chesapeake to spawn. Young crabs start their lives in a planktonic larval form adrift from the coastal ocean, only to return after many molts. And there is an article in Maryland Loves Crabs, and you look it up online, or if you have a hard copy at one of our advertisers, like Clyde Sports Shop, we'll talk about them in a minute. There's a study underway that talks about a study of whether microplastics are affecting the tiniest of the crab larvae. And there's pictures of crab larvae in Maryland Loves Crabs, and if you want to see those photos, grab your copy or go online to mdlovescrabs.com and you will see photos of what little tiny planktonic crab larvae look like. These arthropods have short lifespans subject to the whims of temperatures, currents, and other environmental factors. As a result, the crab fishery has always fluctuated, and crabbers grew accustomed to the cycles of higher and lower harvest. Even with these boom and bust periods, the fishery was able to adapt to fluctuations, and regulations on crabbing were mostly limited to restrictions on gear and time. The downward cycle that started in 1998 was unprecedented for the fishery. The population fell by 63% between 1990 and 2008. Even with lower harvests in earlier years, the science from fisheries biologists suggested that blue crabs were being over-harvested, a fateful combination that stopped the population from recovering. In a 2007 document, Fegley, then Maryland DNR's Blue Crab Project Manager and chair of the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee, wrote, "We've not experienced this particular stock status of low adults, low recruitment, and high exploitation rates within our recorded history of the crab fishery." To break that down, crab population isn't growing, and we're still taking as many as we ever did. And then there's a chart. In 2007, the Winter Dredge Survey, Maryland, Virginia's annual estimate of total blue crab population in the bay, turned up a historic low at the time of only 251 million crabs. A year later, the U.S. Department of Commerce would issue a disaster declaration for the fishery. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Virginia Marine Resources Commission, Potomac River Fisheries Commission agreed to implement regulations that would result in a 34% reduction in the harvest rate of female blue crabs. As is the case with many animals, females are the limiting factor for reproduction in blue crabs. Males can mate with multiple females, and a relatively lower male population can still support a healthy recruitment year. In a quirk of their biology, female blue crabs only have one opportunity to mate during their last molt. They can spawn multiple times from a single pairing, which means that mature blue crabs are essentially always pregnant, and each one caught is a potential spawner. We wanted to get those female crabs safe passage into Virginia where they can spawn, Fegley said this June. Let's stop right there. I've read enough. You've probably heard enough. What are your comments on this year's crab prices? And if you're a crabber or, you know, you're in that crab industry, and I talk to a lot of those people. I talk to the wholesalers. I talk to the retailers. Excuse me. I talk to a few watermen. Talk to the people that buy crabs and sell crabs. And the prices have been high. They've just started to level out, but they're still above the average as far as the price per bushel. The hot weather, as Mark asked, if it affects fish populations, it truly affects crabs, the way they're transported and marketed across Maryland. You know, you bring in boxes of crabs, 45-pound boxes of crabs from Louisiana, or a 40-pound bushel of crabs from Maryland. You put it on the back of a truck, unrefrigerated truck, coming from the water to the processor or to the you know, wholesale buyer. You're going to have some crabs that are dead in the basket or in the box. You're going to have more dead crabs when you take it from the wholesaler or the buyer to the retail user. The retail user has to sort, you know, through the crabs to, you know, get all the dead ones out before they steam them and present them to you. So all that loss results in, of course, higher prices. So if I'm paying, let's say, $120 for a bushel of crabs at the wholesale level, the buyer from the waterman's paying him $120. He turns around and sells to, you know, his distributor for $140. They get to the retailer for $160. Okay. And then the retailer at the other end has 10% dead crabs. He's just lost right off the bat $16 right there in crabs. So he has to adjust his prices to sell them to you by the half bushel, the bushel, or the dozen. This year, I've seen crab retailers say, we don't sell bushels. We only sell them by the dozen, or we can only go up to a half bushel. The crab market has been that tight through the first 2.5 months of the crab season. And now the price has started to level out a little bit, but only incrementally. Not, you know, there was no 50% dramatic drop or anything like that. You're still paying $60 or so for a dozen large crabs. Maybe 50. Depends on where you are. Depends on the access, whether, you know, they have a crabber that supplies the retail business directly. They might be a little cheaper. But when you go through the stages from the waterman to the buyer to the wholesaler to the retailer, everybody takes their little chunk. And that's how the crab business works. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to go catch your own, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, or Halethorpe. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. And they have everything you need for crabbing. If you're a recreational crabber, they have the crab traps, you know, the open-top traps. They have the hand lines. They have the trot lines, whether rigged or unrigged. They have the steamers, the seasoning. They have the crab tongs, the gloves, the nets, which are very vitally important if you're a trot liner or you know, even do some hand lining. You better have a net with you. Everything in stock, the live and frozen bait as well. They've got the chicken necks. They've got the alewives. If you want to use those for bait for crabs, they've got those. And if you're a fisherman, they've got rods and reels and terminal tackle and lures for every type of fish. They've got the circle hooks for rockfish. They've got live bait and minnows for any other type of fishing you'd like to do. So why not stop by, see Clyde's Sports Shop? Of course, you know, they're now shortly able to buy, or you're shortly able to stop by and get your hunting license there, too. Yep, it's that close. You can get your hunting license, you get your ammunition, you can get a nice firearm, you can start the process if you want to buy a handgun for shooting, recreation, or home protection. They've got all that. Why not give them a call? 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, address 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You'll be glad you stopped. They're great people, friendly, fair prices. Why not stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop? Tell them you heard about it on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, folks, we're at the end of the first hour. I want to thank you for joining us today. Now it's time to say get out, stay safe. Take care of your family this weekend. Give your spouse a hug. Love the Lord. We'll see you in the next hour.